I don't know how you feel about yesterday's gender-based violence summit. Governmental ministers, the president addressing the nation yesterday, acknowledging, admitting that South Africa is a country at war with half of its population, and that is particularly women and children. Adolf in Elsie's River says the gender-based violence summit is a damp squib. Ramaphosa called on the business community to come on board and fight the scourge. Another commission coming only at the end of February. The ANC can do nothing right. Must it be gift of the givers who must step in to help solve gender-based violence? The country will never come right. Ramaphosa and Kele are thick-skinned. That's according to Adolf in Elsie's River. But yesterday, Becky Kele, the police minister, says that they've reduced the forensic DNA analysis backlog from 240,000 cases to 71,000 cases, with the hope that in the first quarter of next year, that backlog could be brought down to zero. He said that the backlog was caused by administrative issues and one testing center being flooded with cases. This delay has meant that the victims of crime, especially related to gender-based violence, justice for them is quite often delayed or, in fact, altogether denied. Joining me now, Vanessa Lynch, so the DNA for Africa project. She's the regional director. Your thoughts when it comes to Becky Kele saying, well, we acknowledge that there was a quarter of a million backlog in cases, DNA forensic analysis that has not been done. We've brought that down to 71,000. Hopefully by the first quarter of next year, we can bring that down to zero. What were your thoughts when you heard that, Vanessa?
Morning, Lester, and great choice for a coffee shop. I'm very jealous that you're there. So, yes, the numbers seem to be slightly confusing, in my opinion. I'm not quite sure how they've reduced it so dramatically, given that we actually only have two operational forensic laboratories that are analyzing DNA in South Africa. He said we had four, but two of those out of the four don't actually do DNA processing. There seems to be a tendency to confusing us with numbers. Are they talking just reference samples, or does that include crime scene and reference samples? Also, is that the ring fence number that has been reduced, or is that the total backlog? And this is why we need more transparency. And actually, one of the members of the audience called the minister out and said, let's have a dashboard. Why don't you, just like we did with COVID, actually have authenticity with respect to the numbers, so that we're all speaking the same language, and that we're not these numbers aren't thrown at us, believing that we actually now are talking about the same numbers you originally quoted, and that there's been a huge improvement. Mm-hmm. Because I think that the government might be putting themselves a bit in the corner. They're not doing themselves any favor if, in fact, the total number in backlog is not 71,000, and if we're not going to have a zero backlog in January, we're going to see it very quickly.
The DNA bill has been passed by Parliament, by both houses, the National Assembly as well as the National Council of Provinces. Whether this president has actually signed the bill to enact that legislation is another question. It means that while we await the president's signature, prisoners who could be identified to be connected to various cases have been released back into society with no samples being taken, and many are repeat offenders if you look at the level of recidivism in our criminal justice system. How much of a concern is this to you?
It's a great concern. I mean, we have a DNA Act that allows us to take samples from arrestees and even from survivors of gender-based violence, but we can't take from prisoners. I mean, constitutionally, they should be the very first group of people that we take samples from. We have been fighting to have this bill passed for over 5 years, and it has been passed by all the houses in Parliament, as you say, and the President simply needs to put a signature to it. And actually, I'm going to hopefully raise this in one of the forums today and just ask, why has it not been signed? It's such a simple gesture. And we know that those offenders go out back into society. We have a terrible rehabilitation system in South Africa, and they go back to crime. And a number of those are rapists. We've seen it. We've seen prisoners being linked to several rape cases when we used to be able to take DNA samples from prisoners. So, yes, let's as a society people say, what can we do? Let's raise the placard and say, sign this bill.
One of the most important placards I saw in that summit yesterday is a simple five-word question. Why should we believe you? It's one of the most potent statements besides the graphic testimonials that the victims of gender-based violence have demonstrated at yesterday's summit. It was that placard that actually asked me the question, why should we believe? And as someone who's been involved in DNA analysis as a measure to help fight crime and the scourge of gender-based violence in South Africa, are you left with any hope, any optimism?
Absolutely. Lester, I wouldn't be talking to you if I didn't have hope. You know, we have to give credit where credit's due. And the Forensic Science Laboratory actually have addressed the backlog. They are working full-time to reduce that backlog. They have fulfilled all those contracts. They have been given money. So, you know, we need to look what can they do to eradicate further. So we need to be constructive in our criticism, because we have forensic science laboratories. So it's pointless just saying, well, we don't believe you. We need transparency. We need more public-private partnerships to assist with capacity. We need more funding to ensure that we have sometimes we need better technology to improve the systems. I don't think our technology has necessarily been improved for quite some time. So I think that the civil society voice is a very strong one. I was really, really impressed by the level of competence, the authority, the knowledge of all the people that spoke yesterday at the summit. And I sat and said to my colleague, I wish some of those people would be up there and be ministers instead of some of the ministers we have, because they really are. They have an amazing energy and passion. But there is more we can do. And our president did say, with humility, he said, with humility, I admit that we have failed you and we are going to do better. So
Vanessa Lynch, she is the thank you so much. And let's live with hope. And I was asking earlier, when did you feel most hopeful as a South African? Hopefully there is still hope. Vanessa Lynch, DNA for Africa Regional Director, thanks so much for joining us. Justin Ring.